Where did you go to school?
Oh, I went to school at Salix Road School, yeah.
Yeah. So, what was the difference? Were you full-time at school or were you part-time before the war?
Oh, no, full-time.
So you're full-time at school before the war started. What happened after war started in 1939? Well, how did it affect your schooling?
First of all, some of the teachers were being called up, so that we had part-time teachers who were females.
Was that did you have all male teachers before?
Oh, yes, all male teachers.
So was that quite a novelty for all you 14-year-old boys?
Well, it was, yeah. But also we had to share our lessons with the evacuees that were left, who were sent down before the war. We had to share our lessons with them. So we finished up with probably a class, as we had a class of about 30 before the war, we finished up with a class of about 50.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's how crowded it was, and how your education
was. Did you have a desk and books and pens?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had our desks, but I think if there wasn't enough desks, the others had to share chairs and table, you know, about four or five around the table.
So the locals got their own desk and the evacuees all had to share, did they?
Yeah. But I should imagine, because the class I was in, there was only a few evacuees. We were all on desks because we were in the top class. But I should imagine a lot of the East Enders from London, their schooling wasn't all that bright, and they were in the lower classes. So the lower classes were more crowded than the top classes. But but they weren't there for long, because as the Londoners were leaving London, the evacuees were leaving London and being dispersed all up north, out of the way. And as Worthing was becoming more dangerous, then the evacuees were sent home, and they were sent further afield, probably to Wales or somewhere like that. And even some of the younger children in Worthing were evacuated as well. But as we were at the age where we were leaving school, so it didn't affect us.
Mm.
But a lot of the Worthing...
Do you remember any families who did have children that were sent away?
Oh, yes. My young cousin, he was sent away.
Right.
He went to, I think it was a coal mining area up north. He was younger than me. He was sent away as an evacuee. But my young sister, Nancy, of course, Mum would never think of sending her as an evacuee. She looked after him, because it was only my mother and my sister, Nancy, who was at home.
Mm.
And she was still at school.